Jackson to Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Johnson Wax Program. Presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with Please Keep Me in Your Dreams. Listeners write us such fine letters telling us how glad they are that they know about Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. These women say that until they tried this new, easy-to-use liquid floor polish, they used to spend hours of time trying to keep their floors and linoleum clean. Since they've used glow coat, their linoleum stays polished and bright and looks so much better that everybody remarks about it. And they never have to do any rubbing or buffing either. If you want your own floors to stay clean and polished and easy to care for, order Johnson's Glow Coat from a nearby dealer tomorrow. Look for the lettering GLO-COAT. Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, made by the makers of Johnson's Wax. It won't be long before Fibber and Molly present their 100th broadcast for Johnson's Wax. And in honor of the event, they've decided to have their pictures taken. So here, sitting in the reception room of the Wistful Vista Photo Studio at 14th and Oak Street, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Well, I wonder if we'll have to sit here all day, McGee. Where can that photographer be?
Well, maybe he's gone out to the Wistful Vista nudist camp to take some more pictures.
What was the matter with those he had?
Too much exposure. Don't you get it, Molly?
It ain't funny, McGee.
Okay.
By the way, how should we have our pictures taken?
What do you mean, how?
Well, I mean sitting in that cardboard automobile or side by side in the crescent moon. I think that's real romantic.
I'm afraid you're kind of old-fashioned, Molly. I don't like to rub it in, but you ought to be more modern.
Well, if you'd use modern glow coat, you won't have to rub it in. Just apply it.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox. Did you want to see the photographer, too?
Yes. I wanted to ask his advice. I took some pictures of myself, and they didn't turn out well at all.
Well, with a map like that, Harpo, you should have gone to Rand McNally.
Quiet, McGee. What do you think was the matter, Mr. Wilcox?
Oh, I don't know. I think I'd better go to Rochester, New York, and get my camera fixed up.
You better go to Rochester, Minnesota, and get your face fixed up.
You mean he should get his face lifted, McGee?
Shucks. He could leave his face laying around anywhere, and nobody'd ever lift it.
Oh, what do you know about photography, anyway?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Why, say, I used to be an expert photographer myself, Harpo.
Oh, yeah?
Why, certainly you must have seen me around the studio with my tripod.
No, but I've seen you around with some odd tripe. So long.
Oh, yeah? Smart guy. He could take full-length pictures of himself all day and every one would be a bust.
Say, McGee. What did you mean you were an expert photographer?
Why, didn't I ever tell you, Molly? Why, I used to be one of the best cameramen in the racket.
Oh. In New York with a newsreel?
No, in Hollywood where the knees rule.
Oh, it's Ted Weems.
Hello, Molly.
Hi, Ted.
Hello, Fibber. The photographer in?
Well, we've been waiting out here for him for a long time, but he must be awful busy.
What'd you want, Ted?
Oh, I've got a picture of my band here, and I want it enlarged.
Well, you get the same effect by just having him play louder.
Thanks, I never thought of that.
Leave it to McGee. He knows everything about anything.
Well, you can't fool me on photography, at least. Matter of fact, I was an aerial photographer once.
Go on. Mm-hmm. Who'd ever want a photograph of an aerial?
Yes, sir, I was the trickiest bulb squeezer in Philadelphia in them days.
When was that, Fibber?
Oh, that was way back in 19... let's see. I took the first panoramic picture of Paul Whiteman in 1922. I snapped that rare shot of Harpo Wilcox with his mouth shut in 19... Oh, no, that was in 1925.
How many men on the Supreme Court bench then?
On the bench? None. You see, they were all playing ball then. This is a new idea sending to the Bush League for rookies.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Oh, nothing, but that gag didn't seem to fit anyplace else in the show.
I don't even like it here.
Well, if you don't like it here, Ted, why don't you go back to Russia where you come from?
I'm not a Russian. I'm a Pennsylvanian.
Oh, yeah. You are a little wearing at times. We were talking about me being a photographer.
Who was?
He was.
Well, sir, as I says, I was known in them days as Photo Flash McGee.
Oh, dear.
Photo Flash McGee, the fanciest, foolhardiest, and finest phenomenal photographer of famous folks, figures, and faces from Frisco to Philly.
Phooey.
Well, sir, one time I was flying high over the... Hey, what's the matter, Ted?
I feel faint, but I fancy a few fast Philharmonic phrases will put me in fine feather. Fiddle, fellas.
May I have the next romance with you? Do I stand half a chance with you? What is my fate? I await your answer. So tell me what will it be? May I have the next romance with you? Take my heart and let it dance with you. And in its ecstasy, every beat implores, darling, just to be faithfully yours.
Ted Williams playing and Terry Como singing, May I Have the Next Romance with You, from Head Over Heels in Love. Well, the photographer hasn't shown up yet, so Fibber and Molly, still in the reception room, are getting pretty impatient.
McGee, what are you going to do?
I'm going to demand he see us right away. Can't keep me waiting here all day. Hey, listen here, you. What's the idea of making us wait here till... Hey. Hey, anybody here? Nobody here, Molly.
Oh.
Come on. Let's go in the studio and wait, so when he comes back, he'll have to take care of us first. Come on.
Oh, McGee, I don't think we ought to do... Oh, my, what a nice studio.
Mm-hmm. Shut the door. Keep other customers out till we get our pictures taken.
Well, who's going to take them?
Well, if that guy don't get back soon, I'll take them myself.
You better leave things alone. What's that terrible smell?
Oh, that's the chemicals they use for development.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Hyposulfide of ammonium bichloride with a 10% solution of magnesium nitrate infusion at 40 degrees centigrade.
Oh.
That's what that is.
I see.
Anyway, that's what I used to develop pictures with when I had me my studio.
Hmm. Well, how'd they come out?
Search me. Smelled so bad, I never went back to see.
Look at that tremendous camera.
Yeah, look at them funny light bulbs. Somebody stuffed them full of tin foil.
Why, those are flash bulb digger nuts.
Oh. We used to have to use powder when I was in the business. Never forget the time my secretary used flash powder on her nose instead of face powder and then lit a cigarette.
Oh, that was a bright idea.
You should have seen her face light up.
Just a flash in the pan, you might say.
I'll never forget the time I had me my studio in Peoria. Some tough gangster came in one day and wanted some soft focus pictures took to send to his mother. And I was sitting there.
Oh, hello there, little girl.
Oh, hi there, sis. You want something?
Hmm?
I says, what was it you wanted?
I want my picture took with my kitty.
Well, that ain't such a large order, I guess. That's a pretty kitty you got there, ain't it?
Meow. She said, yes, she is pretty.
She did, eh?
Hmm?
I says, she did, eh?
She did what?
Said yes.
Sure. That's what I said she said, I betcha.
Sure, that's what you said she said, but I just said you were saying that she... So you want your picture taken with the kitten, do you? Have you got enough money to pay for it?
I got 3 pennies, I betcha.
3 pennies? Mm-hmm. I'm afraid that ain't enough, sis. Cheapest picture I could take would be about $5.
Well, maybe I better do what my mama does when she hasn't any money.
What's that?
Open an account.
Oh.
I got Willie Toop for references, I betcha.
Who's Willie Toop's got for references?
Me.
Okay, we'll take your picture. Now hold that cat steady. That's it. Now when I count three, look at the camera whilst I squeeze the ball. You ready? Can't your cat smile?
No. He's a little star puss, I betcha.
Okay, now. One, two, three. What's the matter with him?
Why, you squeezed the cat's tail instead of the ball, bigger'n it.
Oh, you mean I... Oh, shucks, well, I'm sorry, little girl. I'm sorry. But that ain't the first time one of my pictures turned out to be the cat's meow.
Gee, that's an awful old gag, mister. But when you grabbed my kitty's tail, you gave it a new twist. Well, so long, mister.
You better take that flash bulb out and put in a taillight, McGee.
Yeah. Reminds me of the time in 1924 I was chief photographer on the old New York Gazette, and the editor calls me in. Listen, Speedy, he says. He always called me Speedy.
Oh, dear.
Go out and get a group picture of the quintuplets.
Why, there weren't any quintuplets then, Speedy.
That's what I tells the editor. Well, go get them anyway, he hollers. And I knew too much to argue. Well, sir, I grabs my camera and goes out and gets a kid off the street. I takes him to Coney Island into the Hall of Mirrors, reflecting him 8 times and snaps his picture.
Wow.
Yeah. And when I hands in the print, the editor goes crazy. Wowie, he says. Octuplets. Your salary's double. Hot dog, what a story. By the way, Speedy, what is the story, he says. Well, shucks, I says. Scratching a match on his bald head to light the pipe. How should I know? I'm just a photographer. Well, sir, when I got out of the hospital 6 months later...
Come in.
That's the telephone effect, Molly.
Oh, yes. Well, answer it.
Okay. Hello? Hello? Whistle, Mr. Snapshot Shop. No.
Oh, that's a fine set of negatives you're developing.
Hello. Who? Mabel? Oh, a model. Why, yes, Mabel. Come right over, certainly. Oh, absolutely. We'll expect you. Blow the good old bugle, boy.
McGee. Say, who's Mabel the model?
Search me. She says the guy that owns this joint always uses her for a model, and she's right next door, and she's coming in. How's my necktie?
The knot's crooked.
Honest? Ed read it after this. I'm going to get the kind I have to tie myself. Oh, here she comes. Come in. Hi there, sis. Are you the professional model?
You bet I am, Skippy.
I was Miss America of 1888.
Well, ain't you a little advanced? I mean, kind of long in years to be a model, Grandma?
Oh, I don't know, buddy. I still got my looks. My boyfriend says to me just last night, he says, Mabel, he says, Mabel, your eyes are just as bright as a bird.
Oh.
Oh, I says, a bird's eye, Mabel. Well, I said, bird's eye, Mabel, makes a snappy dresser, and if I'm not that, I'm nothing.
Exactly, that's what I think.
What's that?
How do you want these pictures took, Grandma? Full face, left to right profile, bust, three-quarter, or full length?
Make it three-quarter, Skippy.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the knees. My feet ain't what they used to be, though. I guess they could be fixed up.
I don't know, Grandma. You can't give old trick new dogs, you know.
Never mind the wisecrack, Shorty. Get busy.
Okay. I'll take some pictures of you that your own mother wouldn't recognize.
Oh, you must have seen my mother on the stage, Sonny. She was in Three Men on a Horse.
What did she play, the harness?
No, she was a bit player. Whoopee! All you horses bite on that. Well, hurry up and take my picture. But say now, you don't take my picture unless I have a rubber band, Skippy, to hold my skirt tight.
What's the idea of that?
Say, I know when you get behind that camera and get that black hood over your head, you'll see me upside down.
Ted Weems plays that perennial favorite, Sally, Won't You Come Back to Our Alley. Elmo Tanner whistles. It's all very well to tell you how much more attractive your floors and linoleum will look if you protect them with Johnson's Glow Coat. But somewhere back in your mind, perhaps is the thought that Glow Coat may be hard to apply. It may mean quite a little work and bother to put it on the floor. So let me banish that thought once and for all. Johnson's Glow Coat is very easy to apply. It's a liquid polish. You merely spread a little of this liquid lightly over the floor surface without bearing down or rubbing in. You won't even soil your hands if you use the long-handled applier. Glow Coat dries right before your eyes to a beautiful, bright polish that protects the floor from wear and seals it against dirt and stains. The drying time is just 20 minutes. Nothing could be easier than to make your floors sparkle like new with Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. Look for the attractive yellow can. Oh, by the way, remember, it's very economical to buy the larger sizes. Well, Fibber and Molly, in their own peculiar way, are still trying to run the photo studio until the oddly missing proprietor returns.
You know, Molly, we ought to get Perry Como to come in and have his picture taken.
Say, that's a good idea, mm-hmm. McGee. You know, all the girls want his picture.
Yeah. You know, there was three gals came in from Iowa one night and met Perry, and they refused to go back home and help with the spring planting.
Hmm. Well, you know the old song, McGee.
Hmm?
How are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Perry?
That was a cute song he sang at rehearsal. Yes. I can't forget you, baby, because you're tattooed on my hip. Says they've shortened the title, though.
Well, what is it now?
I've got you under my skin.
Hello, Doc. I'm from the Morning Herald. Our photographer is sick today, and the editor wants to know if you'll take some pictures for us.
Well,
why, you betcha, bud. Why, I'm the guy that took the movies of Rockefeller giving away dimes.
Yeah, it was wonderful, too.
Yeah.
If you speed it up, it shows Mr. Rockefeller giving away quarters.
Listen, how are you on getting pictures of bathing beauties, Doc, for the Sunday Roto section?
Bathing beauties, hot dog. You hear that, Molly? Boy, bathing beauties are my specialty, bud. On bathing beauty pictures, I'm big stuff.
Swell. Be at the zoo at 4 o'clock. They're going to watch the elephant.
Hey, they don't wash the elephants at 4 o'clock.
Well, don't you go, dearie.
No,
oh, dear. Come in.
Hi, boss. Hi, ma'am.
Oh, it's Silly Watson.
What's on your mind, Sil?
My gal sent me, Miss McGee, mm-hmm. Rosebud Jackson. She want to know how much it's going to cost to have us some wedding pictures took in.
Oh. Well, what do you mean, wedding pictures, Silly? Whose wedding?
Mine, ma'am. Mine and Rosebud. I'm afraid.
Your wedding?
Yes, sir.
Why, Silly, you old rascal. You've been keeping things from us.
Yes, sir. Rosebud, she been keeping it from me, too, sir.
Well, when are you going to have your nuptials?
Well, sir, what?
We want to know when the wedding is, the happy day.
The happy day is March 31st, ma'am.
Oh.
The wedding is the next day.
Well, that's fine. Then you'll be married on the 1st of April. Why, heavenly days, that's April Fool's Day.
Why, that's a funny day for a wedding, Sil.
Yes, sir. Well, Rosebud, she say that a real handy anniversary. It help her remember when and also who. Don't forget the date, sir.
Okay. Poor old baby. Somebody here, please, who's taking pictures?
You betcha, sis. The snappy snaps in the city. Fine photos for fusty folks. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm wishing to know, please, how much is the estimate on a group picture for me and my children?
Well, let's see now. How many of them, madam?
I got 11.
Huh? 11?
Yeah, and such a fine children, too. Come in, Mahonies. Now, you've got to be good children for the cameraman, yes? Ain't it a fine little family, huh?
Fine.
Hi, me. Take off the head. Boys, and I'm stop monkey businessing with the camera. Stop it. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if I'm having here our Shirley Temple or Michael, our friend Bartholomew. That's our fine little flock, ain't it?
Yeah. That third one from the left has got everything Joe E. Brown has, too.
You're telling me, Irving?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, he can even swallow me our billiard ball.
Well, that's wonderful. I suppose when he swallows it, you look in his corner pocket.
That kid will wind up behind the eight ball yet, sir.
Ah, they're fine children. So well-behaving.
Yeah.
Rachel, don't make bonfires with a photograph. Rachel is a pyromaniac.
Oh, I guess so.
And at her age, too. Sally, don't drink those bottles.
Young,
that's nice. How much did you say it cost for taking pictures of my family, please?
Well, sis, our usual charge is $20 a dozen.
And I only got 11. Well, thanks anyway, mister. I'll be back someday. It would be just my luck if I'm having next time twins. Come on, kiddies, let's go.
Take pictures of that mob scene, they ought to go to MGM.
What does MGM mean?
Why, it means meet the glow coat man and get self-polishing glow coat for your floors and linoleum.
Harpo.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hello, folks. Say, Fibber, how about $5 till next Monday?
Why, say, you just touched me for $5 a couple of hours ago.
Well, I thought this Photoshop would be a hot spot for some retouching.
Oh. Yes. McGee, I'm getting tired of all this foolishness. If we can't have our pictures taken, let's go home.
Oh, now, don't be impatient, Molly. I just figured out how we can do it ourselves.
Well, how?
Well, look, I raise the window like this, see?
And then you jump out.
And then I jump out. No. Then I tie this string to the handle of the window, you see? Then when I let go of the window, it drops, pulling the string, which dumps over this pail of water onto this sponge. The sponge swells up under this chair leg, tipping over the chair. The chair has a string on it, leading it to the table, where it pulls this dictionary off the table onto the bulb, squeezing it, and giving me plenty of time to get in front of the camera, see? You see, the sponge really does it. There's your time, Ellen. The time it takes to swell up to the right...
All right, Rube Goldberg, do your stuff.
Okay. Now, stand right there. No, to the left a bit. There.
Okay.
Yeah, now don't get in my way, because I'm going to come a-running. Yeah. You ready?
Ready.
When you smile, don't show your teeth so much. That doesn't register personality. That's hunger. Ready?
Ready.
Ready?
Ready.
Ready?
Ready.
Go.
Oh. Dear, you've ruined this place, McGee.
That's the one, officer. I rushed them. They broke into my shop.
Why, we did not. We were just trying to come in.
See, the door was unlocked, so we came in and all...
Arrest them, officer. I'll prosecute. I'll prosecute. Look what they've done to my studio.
All right, come on. You're under arrest, you two.
Oh, say, you can't do that.
Why,
to us.
Certainly not. We're respectable citizens.
Keep quiet. We'll book you for breaking and entering, malicious mischief, willful destruction of property, and disorderly conduct.
But, officer,
and anything you say will be used against you. Come on down to the station while we take your fingerprints and mug you.
What do you mean, mug us, you mug?
I mean, we're going to take your pictures.
What?
You hear that, Molly?
He's going to take our pictures, McGee.
Well, bud, let's go. And we'll take 24 of each. Photography is real interesting stuff, you know, Molly. I think I'll really go in for it.
You mean you'll go and I'm in for it?
Oh, now, Molly.
I'll never forget the time me Uncle Dennis tried to win $50 from a newspaper by getting a snapshot of a certain very exclusive actor and his snooty little girl.
Oh, did he pop a print of the papa?
No, but he sneaked a snap of the snip.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax. Remember, you all have a date with us next Monday night at this same time. Until then, good night.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. WMAQ, the Chicago Daily News Station. Fibber, McGee, and Molly will appear in person at the Paramount Theater at Hammond, Indiana, tomorrow, February 16th.